How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Welcome to Golf Talk Live, another edition of our Monday 19th hole. I am joined once again by Andrew.
How we doing?
And Christian.
What's going on, guys?
Living the dream, one nightmare at a time.
Another day in paradise, right?
Another day in paradise. Welcome to the golf industry.
I love it.
But
love
hey,
it.
So let's just jump in it because we got, once again, a lot of things to cover this week. And is there anything going on other than Augusta National?
There's something else going on.
Well, I mean, besides Andrew's putting, that's not up to par. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, Augusta was sweet this week. So maybe Andrew can learn some putting from DJ this week.
I actually started doing the arm tuck in on my elbow. So, you know, hopefully that works.
I can't believe neither of you have commented yet that I have on Augusta green. I even wore the yellow to go with it.
I love it. You're looking snazzy. I like it.
It's not the golf hoodie, though.
I was expecting Tiger to walk out in the hoodie today. I'm not going to lie.
We'll get you on board with the hoodie in no time, I promise.
I'm not going the hoodie. I can't do it. All right, let's move on from those tired, horse-beaten conversations we've had, except for Andrew's putting, which we'll regurgitate numerous times. What do you think? Christian, start. Masters, 1 to 10.
Great. I mean, first off, I mean, you can't bet against DJ. Hats off to him. You know, first player ever to reach minus 20 at Augusta. I mean, the guy was unstoppable. I mean, all week, you couldn't beat him. I mean, tee to green, he wasn't missing fairways. And when he did, you know, he was putting him still on the green and making putts. I mean, his putter's his new best friend. And, I mean, he played absolutely amazing this week.
And it isn't ironic that when we were talked about last week, he finished second. He hit 83% of his greens last week. Mm-hmm. But we talked about his stroke gains where I think, if memory serves me, like 0.87 or something like that. And I think all three of us, without fail, we all said if there's one area of his game, it's his putting. And if his putting's on, you can't touch him.
Nope.
I mean, you can. I mean, look what he did at Boston a few months back in the FedEx Cup. I mean, he was at minus 30.
Yeah.
You know, if the guy's got his putter rolling, you really can't beat him. I don't know if there's anybody on tour right now. If he's rolling the rock well and making those 15, 20, even sometimes 40 footers, you can't beat him. I don't think anybody can touch him right now.
He is clearly the number one player in the world. He solidified that without question. I think the other big story, we have plenty of things to talk about, but the other big story right out of the gate, Andrew, Bryson. I mean, everybody, all eyes were on him, and I will give you my opinion. My opinion, watching him in tee off on the back nine there on Thursday, he looked like a guy who had all eyes on him, and he was worried about every single swing, put an extra pressure on himself. Of course, he later, he said he wasn't feeling well. I'm sure that's probably the reason he just wasn't feeling well.
I mean, yeah, he looked nervous. I think anybody, including, you know, anyone in this group that's teeing it up at Augusta National is probably going to be nervous to some extent. But, you know, it definitely looked like he had some issues of whatever the case may be, you know. But at the same token, we've talked about it. He sets himself up for that based on doing things out of the box, right? So,
yeah,
you know, if he's going to be wanting to do things out of the box, people are going to keep eyes on him. If you're DJ, who, you know, again, by all means, congratulations on winning the tournament, but being world number one and not being really overly talked about going into Augusta National is almost a crime, in my opinion. And
without question.
So, you know, I don't think it was ill intention to have all the eyes on him. I think it was more of like, we actually want to see what happens. But I mean, you know, it's what you do when you go outside the box with how you plan.
You could tell he was not in sync. I mean, you don't have to talk about the lost ball. He just, he was missing everything left. All we at least every time I saw him on his miss, they were all he was missing everything.
Or left. It was a massive like 40-yard hook to the left and to the right, and then it wasn't consistently one way or the other where he could plan for it. I mean, it was just all over.
Right. And as he said, hey, he's going to go back to the drawing board. He'll reevaluate and you move on.
Inch driver next week. And
But without question, the story is, once again, Dustin Johnson. And I think this would be the time I'm going to interject some stuff here. He joins an interesting group. I've got it up here on my computer screen. Winners of Oakmont and Augusta National, DJ, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, Gene Saracen, and Angel Cabrera. I mean, Angel's obviously had a solid career, but the other four, those are legends.
You know, the thing with DJ is, and nothing to take obviously away from his performance, because by all means it was lights out, but in my opinion, if there was a Masters for him to win, it was this one, because of the conditions were softer that allowed him to play the game that he's accustomed to and comfortable with. You know, there was a lot of times that you see guys that were out there, they were taking lines, and even the announcers mentioned it, that they were looking for lines that usually had more break than they did because, you know, the spring versus fall. So, I mean, for a guy like himself, what was really – I guess you'd say heartwarming for me, or what was really special for me, is to watch a guy like that who puts all the work in, day out, and then he's at a loss for words because it's so emotionally gratifying for someone who grew up thinking about it, and now he gets to do it. So, you know, he's in a list of a lot of guys that are Hall of Famers and some of the best of the world and of all time, and for good reason.
Hey, Christian, so we talk about consistency all the time, and that, obviously that's how you win golf tournaments. Another is more stats. I got stats for you.
I love
fewest, it. Fewest bogeys ever. 4 all week.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive. Especially because the course started out so soft, too, with all that rain they got Thursday morning. And then as that course got dried out, I mean, it got firm, it got fast, the greens were rolling. I mean, you have to miss in the right spots, too, on the greens at Augusta.
Right.
And like, you know, we were talking about last week, you got to – experience plays a major factor when you're playing Augusta, right? And he just – I mean, he missed them all in the right spots. And, I mean, 4 bogeys all week, that's incredible.
Well, and it goes to – I think you made the point last week was that he his wedge control now in the last 18 to 24 months, he has just dialed that in impressively.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a few years ago, his inside 125 yards, I think he was almost dead last on tour, and he really wanted to work on his wedge game inside 125 yards. And I mean, his miss now, a bad shot for him is 15 feet with a wedge.
Well, I mean, interesting statistic. Not only was he number one this week in GIR, but he was number one. I think he averaged like 30 feet total for his proximity to the hole. It was crazy.
That's incredible. Yeah, I mean, it was just so much fun to watch him play. I mean, we had a stack leaderboard with some of the top players in the world from the, you know, after the first day was over. And I knew we were going to be in for a show. You know, you got to buckle your seatbelt and know that this is going to be a showdown. And I loved it. And I hope the same thing happens in the next majors to come next year. And I'm ecstatic about it, honestly.
But Andrew, let's go back to your point that you just made, which was, you know, about the Bombers. You know, let me go back to actually Saturday's show. I had a great interview. Folks, if you haven't had an opportunity to go back on our podcast, listen to the Saturday show. Chip Beck finished second in the Masters, knows a few thing about Augusta. He said it's going to be one of the guys that can carry the ball the furthest this week that's going to be right up there at the end. And, I mean, he mentioned Bryson and Bubba, but you got to – I mean, okay, DJ's maybe a few yards behind him, but not many.
I think it was Sir Nick Faldo on on air. He said that DJ was quoted saying he bunts it out there at 320. Like, oh yes, you know, average bunt drive out there of 320. I mean, I think it truly was a Masters, and it's not trying to take away. It's just how the course was set up and how it was playing from the looks of it, that it was a setup that benefited him and benefited the long hitters. And you can't take away anything because he did. He putted lights out. He played lights out. I mean, you still have to put the ball in the hole. But, I mean, he hit it and can carry it long enough that he's in a world of his own. And the only guys that can touch him are probably the Rorys, the Brysons. And, you know, they didn't have it their A game that, you know, was able to keep up in length this week. So.
So here's, I'm going to just keep going because these are all records, by the way, folks. These were records made by DJ this week. Most greens hit in regulation in a tournament. He ties Tiger Woods by hitting 60 out of 72 greens this week. And by the way, when Tiger did that was 2001 when he completed the Tiger Slam. Okay.
That's, I mean, I've missed 12 greens in a round in a normal 18 holes, let alone over 4 days.
That's a regular event for me anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, and even when he did miss the greens, though, if you think about it and you look back on the 4 days, he didn't miss them by much. No. You know what I mean? I mean, he was barely off the green. He could easily have putted those. Right. So, I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was a treat to watch it. It was definitely a show. And, I mean, he's now separating himself, I think, from everybody else now on tour. I mean, there's got to be a huge gap in between.
Dare I say this, and please, the golf gods don't strike me down, but, I mean, the announcers were the first one. I think it was actually Bryson said something about this, about a par 67. Has Augusta become, I don't want to use obsolete, but is the technology, the athleticism, the ball, is it rendering a classic like that?
No, I don't think so. And I'll tell
you. Or was it just the unusual conditions of the soft fairways keeping the balls in play?
I think you nailed it right on the head there. I think it's the softness of the fairways. It's the softness of the conditions overall that allowed things to be, I mean, I think I saw at least on the first 2 days alone, you know, my hands would be full with the number of times that the balls were embedded into the greens because they were so soft. I mean, guys were able to go out and be able to attack every single pin. And typically, you know, all the announcers say they didn't have to play the feeder, you know, way into the green because the greens were soft. So, you know, it's something that I think it is definitely a lot shorter where people are able to get better scoring attempts, but it's still Augusta National. When that thing is rolling, it's unbeatable in some situations.
Well, to again go back to that interview on Saturday with Chip, he said it's about the winds. I mean, and you actually saw that a little later in the round, and it obviously goes to my next talking point here. You saw it on a certain par three over Ray's Creek, and a certain person you would have never dreamt you saw this. Tiger makes 10.
Well, I have an interesting fact for you. Now, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but it's Masters, so we can always talk Masters at any time for any part of the year. Tiger joined Bubba Watson as the only person the following year to make a 10 on number 12 after winning it. And Bubba did it in 2012. In 2013, he made a 10 in the final round on number 12. In 2014, he went on to win the Masters. So now the scientific one, if you really want to get out there ahead of it, is this just science coming back to say the Tigers got a shot to win 2021?
So what you're saying is we should hop on to odds makers right now and put money on Tiger.
I throw my bank account at it. At this point, that's for me.
Whoa, time out. Speaking about – how many minutes are we into the show? Who called this – who picked DJ, by the way?
You picked the fate world number
Who
one.
Who picked DJ?
You picked the world number one.
I got to give my hats off to you because my picks were awful.
Come on, give me a tip of the lid. Who picked DJ? Oh, wait a minute.
Hey.
Who picked Ricky Fowler?
I'm sorry. I just said my picks were absolutely brutal this week. Ricky, he was looking good there for a little bit, but then fell off. And I'm not going to lie, missed the cut. Was just a
bad. Oh, okay. Yeah, you missed Tiger to miss the cut? Come on.
That was bad. That was a bad.
By the way, Tiger cost me in my master's pool I was in. But that's okay, DW. We'll forgive you. Just come on the show.
I want to put out there that if we were going pool basis, my picks were all in the tied the top 10. Just throwing that out there.
So. But you didn't win.
Yeah, but you didn't win, and your picks last week weren't really doing too hot either.
That's okay.
Because so if you ain't first, you're last.
Ballot of
it was awesome.
All right, I got more statistics here for you folks. The tally is in. Obviously, the Open Championship was not played this year, but lowest score in relation to par at the cumulative for the majors. Would you guys like to name the top three?
Jason Day, Henrik Stenson, and Dustin Johnson, all at tied minus 20.
You got one, but he wasn't minus 20. DJ at minus 26.
Wow.
Okay, Christian, what do you got? Who are the other two guys?
If I had to take this is going to be tough. Maybe Rory is going to be one of my guesses, and then possibly I'm just going to throw that one out there, Tommy Fleetwood.
That was as good as your rookie pick.
Where are you going with it? Wait, you're talking the lowest cumulative overall score for all majors?
For all three of the majors, lowest cumulative score, DJ by 8 shots.
Oh, you're talking the next goal. From what time, like all time?
No, just this year, 2020. So PGA Championship at Harding Park, Wingfoot, and Augusta. DJ okay. Minus 26.
I misunderstood. Hold on. Let me rephrase. I thought you were talking the stat that I saw that he tied the all-time record and who the other two were.
Okay.
So I will throw out – it was DJ. It was Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolf, maybe?
Sound logic trying to go with a champion, and that's where you should be thinking. It was actually Bryson. Bryson really? Was second at minus 18. You would make that makes sense. He won at Wingfoot. Xander Schauffele, minus 11, was third.
Yeah, Xander's always up there. He's going to break out one of these.
I'm telling you, he's knocking at the door, isn't he?
He is. He is knocking at the door.
Probably
a lot of guys are knocking
than,
at the door right now.
Than the Ricky pick, though. So.
Hey, hey, you know what, man? I think Ricky's time still yet to come.
That pick sucked.
I'm sorry.
That pick was – we love you, Ricky, but that pick sucked, buddy.
You know what? I think Ricky will break out eventually. I got Ricky winning a few majors in his career, but I think he's at that point where I think he's almost ready to break out. I'm not going to say he is, but there's a lot of guys that are ready to break out. You know, Xander's one of them. Ricky's one of them. A lot of guys are up there that you could
– Matthew Wolf.
Matthew Wolf.
Matthew Wolf is up there. Yep.
I'm going to give you another one, and then we're going to lead into – that can lead us to another part of a conversation. I was really impressed with Cameron Smith this week. He sets a record. I believe he set it a record. Only time to shoot four rounds of the 60s and doesn't even win the tournament. And kind of hit it all over the map in the final round, but got it up and down from everywhere. Putting machine.
Yeah, putting machine. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw this on the putting green or not, but he was using a putting mirror. Did you guys notice that at all when he was on the practice green?
I did see that.
Yeah, so our good friends over at Back to Basic Golf, great partnership that we're doing with them right now. They showcase the putting mirror that actually Cameron Smith was using, as well as a bunch of range finders. If you guys go on their website at Back to Basic Golf, if you use our code GTL10, you get 10% off of any order. Again, that was GTL10, and you guys get 10% off of your order. So I'm definitely going to go on and use that because my putting.
So you're saying that's GTL10, back to basics, and our continued theme here, putting improvements.
Absolutely.
You know, drive for
I'm
show.
Not, putt, I'm just, leave, I'm just show, I'm leaving that bait on the. I'm leaving that bait on the water for Andrew.
I mean, listen, you know. We talk about these jokes that are just getting, you know, brown beaten at this point.
They're never going to get old. They're never going
to
get old.
We've beaten this horse to death, and I'm just going to keep whipping it.
You guys can continue to think what you want, and that's fine. I know what I'm playing, and I know how I'm playing right now, and it's A-okay right now. So
hey, folks, he shot 74 this week out of at Blue Heron Hills outside of Rochester. Three over after two or three or something like that, and then just one over after that. So I know it's a good, it's a great golf course, by the way. I know that because I'm the listing broker, and they're looking to find someone to buy it. And but I'll tell you what, that's solid play, son. It really is.
Well, what was really funny is I go bogey double, and it's like, all right, well, those went off the rails very quickly, and you know. Actually didn't putt horribly. It was my driving, which was terrible. So it was a little bit different, but I get onto the third hole, which is a drivable par four, and just left in the rough and chipped it in. And it was one of those scenes out of the Tiger where he hit it into the hole and it bounced out. It stuck right up on the lip and very upsetting, not making an eagle, but it is what it is.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I honestly don't, my swing speed's so low anymore, I can't hit it offline. So I'm just
keeps you out of trouble. It keeps you
it
out
does.
Of
trouble.
I'll tell you who drove the ball phenomenally today, by the way, who was a machine. Was,
oh, yeah.
Sung
Jae-in.
So impressive.
Yeah.
Sung Jae-in today. I mean, he was a driving machine.
Congratulations to him because he's buying his first house. The guy lives out of his car, basically.
Did you guys see that up and down today on 15? That he had, he was behind incredible. The green going towards the pond. He was all the way in the bottom of the hill.
I told everybody we were with that he's either going to leave it short or he's putting it in the water. And he puts it at like 2 feet.
He was you want to talk about level of performance. He was a chipping machine because it wasn't just that one. I mean, all day he was chipping it to like a foot, 2 feet.
Right.
And you know what? Like, I know we always talk about putting and we joke about it, and it obviously is a very important factor, but every guy gets it done in a different way. You talk about guys that are around the corner, I think, from breaking out. I think he's one of them. I mean, he's always near the top of the leaderboard when he's playing, which is practically every week because he lives out of his car, but that's beside the point. But I mean, you know, he's very consistent all the way around the board.
You can hear his ball contact is, I mean, I'd love to see the faces on his clubs because I guarantee they all wear out the groove, but I'd love to see how tight his, the pattern is on his club face. It's impressive. So
yeah, big
great, great performance. Any final thoughts?
I mean, my only final thought is if you're looking for a reason to bet on Tiger, that's I gave you the reason. So
I'm never betting against Tiger Masters ever again. Champion.
Again, don't bet against Ricky. You know, he's always around the leaderboard, but just couldn't get it done. So I guess if you're betting in the top 10, you're fine. And Cameron Smith is a putting machine, which, you know, leads me to my further point, which is I'm a terrible putter. But I can always use the practice. We talked about putting mirrors. We got to talk about perfect practice putting mats. They're our good friends. They help out with the show all the time. Fantastic. We actually have them coming up here as our December product of the month. And I use them. And they're basically able to be used anywhere and can be rolled up into a corner, can be rolled out to almost up to 15 feet, depending on the model. And it's a great way to get some extra practice, depending on the bad weather or great weather, whatever the case may be. So if you're looking for a reason to work on your putting, work on your game, which is obviously very important to do, go over to Perfect Practice Putting Mat. Use our code GTL15 for 15% off today on your first purchase and give it a try. They're absolutely incredible. I've started using it and it's made a difference for sure.
Excellent. And folks, our next, we mentioned it on our Instagram page. We would like to welcome as a guest, actually, Christian, go ahead. Why don't you? You have a lifelong friendship.
Yeah, so lifelong friend of myself, great kid. Always going to be a kid at heart. Love this kid like a brother. Followed his dream, and now he's in the big leagues. So he's a forward for the Vegas Golden Knights, Alex Tuck. Alex, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
So, dude, what's going on in everyday life right now? How's life? You know, I know COVID, everything, and stuff like that, but how you doing?
It's good. Just been hanging out, living in my house. My girlfriend moved in about a month ago. I've been working out, playing a lot of golf. Just joined the Southern Highlands, of course, about 20 minutes away from my my place about a month and a half ago. So I've been doing a lot of that and I'm going to start skating this week.
Nice. Did you say Desert Highland?
Southern Highlands.
Oh, Southern Highlands. Nice. How's the golf game, by the way? You still killing it?
Inconsistent. Very inconsistent.
I'll give you free golf lessons for life. Don't worry. I'll help you out.
Sounds good.
So, Alex, I got to ask, because I've been out to Vegas a few times, played a couple of courses out there. You know, what's some of the top courses you've gotten the chance to play? I went over to Paiute once before and absolutely loved it over there. I don't know if there's any other secret ones that are out there right now.
Well, Paiute's a really good course. Played that a couple times. Beautiful. It's very open, except when the wind kicks in, then it's dangerous. It's really hard to play because it gets to like 30, 35 mile per hour winds, and it's impossible. I don't know. There's a lot of really good courses. I live on Bears Best, which is a semi-private course. It's a nice course. Nothing. It's one of the easier courses around. And then my personal favorites are Southern Highlands, where I belong. I think they have like the second highest rated amateur tournament in the country there every year. So if you guys look that up, there's a lot of the top colleges come and play that course. And then there's Shadow Creek, which everyone knows from the Tiger and Phil match.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is one of the most spectacular. Honestly, it's really crazy because the entire course, it's just a course. If you look at an aerial view on Google, it's a course and then desert around it. So yeah. They created its own ecosystem there. Like brought in its own animals. Everything is its own ecosystem. And it's an unbelievable course. The experience is unforgettable. I've golfed there 10 to 15 times, cause I have some buddies that run the course over there, but it's amazing. And then there's Cascada, which is a really, really nice, course on the west side of Vegas. It's kind of up in the mountains region. So it's probably the hardest putting you'll ever have. And you need to take a caddy or you'll be a sitting duck.
that does not sound good for South Shore.
There's also South Shore, which is probably one of the older courses in town, but it's a beautiful course. It's right off of Lake Las Vegas there, and it's got its own little community. It's phenomenal.
So, Alex, obviously you've been taking the sticks out a few times, it sounds like. I mean, you just rattled off like seven golf courses in a minute and a half.
Too. Sorry, TPC Summerlin and TPC Vegas. TPC Summerlin, I think, has – PGA events occasionally, so that's another one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another nice one. I'm trying to rattle them off. Red Rocks got one right down the street. It's funny. There's like 8-9 courses that we can that my teammates and I go golf at. I mean, we kind of had a shortened summer. I guess it's not really a summer. It was kind of a summer in the fall, but I mean, the weather right now, it's 65 and sunny. You can't really beat that for golf weather, and so. We try to get out 3 times a week, and my girlfriend's getting into golf too, so I take her out occasionally too, which is great because then I'm like, it's an excuse for me to go to the course, and whenever I want to go play, Perfect. She gets it.
So, hey, so you appreciated it then because I'm doing the same thing with mine, and it's fantastic. Get out on the course. So,
I got to ask the question. I grew up with a couple of kids playing hockey. One of them's obviously on the screen right here. And you're not playing hockey in Edmonton during your season. I know you got a crunched in season, but when you guys are traveling, you're heading down to Florida, or you're going down to play in Tampa or any of this other, you throw your sticks in, or are you allowed to?
It's really tough. We have an 82 game schedule.
Right, it's tight.
It's very this year might be a little different, but usually it's very tough. And when we do have a day off, it's not really like I want to go out and golf. I know that I have a membership now. We got a really good deal over Southern Highlands, so if I can get out for a day or two during the season, I think that's huge. Like that'd be awesome. But it's still really, really tough to get out during the season. Some guys are golf nuts. I bet I'll see them out there. If we play like a Monday and a Thursday, they'll probably be out Tuesday or Wednesday. But, I mean, it is tough. I mean, you hear the stories of Michael Jordan golfing before game 7 and stuff. But I don't think there's anyone in the NHL that can go do that or wants to. He's a whole different human being or creature, honestly. But, no, I mean, it's we try to get out as much as possible, especially in the off season. Like I said, 3, maybe 4 days a week. I know my buddy on our team, Zach Whitecloud, who's single, goes out like 5-6 days a week.
I love it.
It's awesome. He lives in the course pretty much. But
so we got to ask the question. You got any good dirt on Christian?
Oh, ooh. God.
Good dirt. I mean, I don't know about dirt, but there'll be one. I have a one up on Christian.
All right.
Oh, here we go. I got to take notes.
Christian, it was with Griffin Bruce at Radisson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember
Christian,
this.
I mean, Christian's a way better golfer. It's not even close. Like, I was really just starting to barely get it, like, really get more serious in the golf. And we were on the 18th hole. It's a par five. It's not that long. What is it, like 465? 475?
Yeah, some 475, I think, yeah.
Something like that. So we both put a drive out there, like over the creek to the right corner of the fairway into the rough, about 300 out. And so we have about 250, probably I say 250 to go, but we have no shot at the pin. And so I go, and we were like 2 feet away from each other. And I go, all right, I'm going to try to take a heavy fade, like a banana hook around these trees and try to roll it up towards the green. And Christian's like, all right, I'll do the same. And so I took my 4-iron out, and I hit this shot that rolled probably 2 inches to the right of the hole, but about 20 feet past the hole. And it was like the best shot I've ever had in my entire life. And Christian goes, all right, like, let me see if I can do it. Doesn't hit a fade, hits the ball as straight as possible, and almost goes to the clubhouse. Hey, what is this, Maya? This is a freshman year. So you're a freshman at Niagara for golf.
Yeah,
golfer, and I'm like, yeah, you've been kicking my ass all day, but I got it.
I love it.
And if you're wondering, yes, I did make that eagle putt, first ever eagle.
There you go.
There you go.
You did. I remember that.
Well, then that leads to another question. I don't want to jump ahead, Christian, but how is your putting?
My putting?
Yeah.
Depends on the day. Like I said, I'm very inconsistent, but I'd say I'm a good putter. I have a good feel around. It's my course right now, I think, because everything was overseeded around September. So when I got back in the town in October, we were like, we'd just got on the course, and every course that we played is usually really fast, but they came slower. So then my putting is like, everything's been so, actually now I'm hitting it like way past the hole because all the putts have been shorter, but that's just a stupid excuse. I'm not the best putter in the world. It could be better.
You should ask Andrew how his putting is.
How's your putting, Andrew?
We're not going to get into it. Let's just put it this way. When you said it was the toughest course, I instantly checked that one off the do not go to list. So it's my one bugaboo, I guess you would say, of my golf game. So
loosen up the hands. That's what I've been trying to do. Just light grip.
You know, they gave me so much stuff for weeks on end. I had to go get a putting mat so that I could make sure the next time we played them, I was like, I am not losing by some stupid putt. Like, it's not going to happen.
It's like when you're in front of the net, soft hands, just, you know, that's all.
That's all you need.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, as a goalie, I'm not going to lie. Your forwards were not my friends very often in hockey. So, it's always good to get to joke with some forwards, because usually that doesn't happen. But I guess my other question to you is, obviously you said you get out a lot during the off season. So the other question that nobody's gotten a chance to ask that I got to ask is, who's the best guys on the team for golf out there that you guys have that are usually in the rotation?
Right now, it's probably Zach Whitecloud. He's playing at around a scratch to a one handicap. I want to say Stone is right now a 2 or 3. Stevenson's a 4. McNabb's a 6. I think Marshy's around a 6 or 7. I'm an 8 right now. And then we have Theodore at like a 10 or 11. And then trying to think who else. We got a couple other guys that don't golf as much. I don't know if they've handicapped, but Zach Whitecloud was like a former champ at his course back home in Manitoba. So he was, he's club champ at like 19 apparently. So the guy is, he's like a robot. It's insane. Well, he's a very like patient golfer. So he takes his time and stuff. And I'm the complete opposite. I'm the fastest golfer you will ever play with. It's 1 or 2 practice swings. I step into it and try to mimic that exact practice swing. And I don't change anything up with that, because as soon as I start overthinking, like I think I can slow down a little bit and it would help my game. But as soon as I start overthinking, it just goes to shit. But he is like a robot swinging. Like if you saw his swing, it's so natural and so smooth, and it goes the his misses are like 10 yards right or left. It's insane.
Give me a little bit of time, dude. I'm going to get that handicap down for you. I promise. You're going to be beating him soon. I promise. That's a promise.
Oh, well, my, like that gin, they take away your like worst score. So my index is like a 4.7. And I'm like, well, how? Well, we play from the tips. So it's like 7,400 yards. It's a tougher course. It's a 145 slope, 144 slope. So my best score there is an 80. And of course I doubled 18. Like,
you sound like Andrew.
I'll tell you what, the one thing that I noticed, and I'm sure you can kind of even speak to it about Vegas golf, is you hit it so much further. It's like we went out and we played at Paiute for our national championship in college for the club golf program. And they literally told us in the pro shop plan to hit it 10 to 15% just because of altitude. And it was. I mean, there's par fours that you're driving with a 3-wood because it's not as far as you think. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm probably in Vegas. Like, if my hit my drive in the fairway, which has been getting better, is probably like, I mean, all of us go between 320 to 350 usually, which is insane. Like, I mean, probably 300 to 340, I'd say. So, which is crazy. But if you, go to like New York, it'd be like 280 to 320 with the same drive. Right. And especially out here, I mean, not only like is it drier in the – it's like drier in the air, it's warmer, it's higher altitude, but like the ground is is harder a lot of times too.
Mm-hmm. So we're on the heels, obviously, of Augusta. And what's your thoughts? What'd you think of DJ, Alex?
It was insane. He was. I want to say he had the lead. Like, he's playing really well, but I think his whole tournament was summed up with I don't know which par five it was. I can't even remember what par five it was, but he hit like a little bit. He hit his drive a little bit too far left. He like kind of punched out, which was like a little bit of a layup. And then he just, like, put it on the green within, like, 8 feet and then buried the putt for birdie. And it was just so easy. It was just so calm, cool, relaxed, easy. He never tried to press anything. He never tried to push the envelope. He was like, you know what? I'm going to go try to score between 5 and 8 under every day. If I don't, it's okay. Like, I'm going to keep trying to do better. And I just – and he minimalized any – I don't even know how many bogeys he have. Like, only –
We actually gave that stat earlier. He set an all-time record. He had 4 for the entire tournament.
4.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Wasn't a record at 20 under two or no?
Yeah, that was a record. He set like 6 records this week.
It's crazy. Like how – like Augusta, I have you guys played it?
No. No.
I want to go so bad, but like – we watched the tournament how many times, and you see, like, he never struggled once. Even in a bogey, it was just a missed putt or something. It wasn't like he was scrambling ever. It wasn't like he was, like, kind of losing it at any point. I thought that I had my, like, I didn't actually bet on it, but they all asked us for our picks. Like, the Knights put them up. I thought Fleetwood was actually going to have – I think he's been playing pretty consistent. I really liked his game up until the Masters. He had a strong first couple of days, and then he just kind of held off.
I mean, hey man, I just want to throw this out there. I chose DJ from the beginning.
Really?
Andrew, Andrew had a solid pick.
Yeah, we have to hear your thoughts on this.
Christian – Ricky Fowler? Andy predicted TW was going to miss the cut.
The faces.
Sorry, Doc.
That's all that needs to be said.
How do you think that Tiger Woods was going
to – I was just trying to be – I was just looking at his stats all season. You were going and he wasn't all playing over well. The
place. It doesn't matter. I just want to throw this out. I want to throw this out there. This is the guy that's going to get your handicap down also, but just want to let you know.
Okay, I can help him with that. I can help him with the swing all day. Any day of the week, I can help him out. But when it comes to picks, I apparently suck at them. So
Well, you're a good putter, Christian. That's all you got. Hold on to that.
I remember that. He's one of the.
I am a good putter. I will say that. Yeah.
We played in a scramble tournament together for our club hockey team at school, and Christian was our designated fourth putter on every hole, just for that reason.
I would do that too. Yeah, we just had a member actually this past weekend. So I was with a guy who was a plus two. Yeah, he's a plus two. He played. He was really, really good. You can actually look up his stats. He played for Notre Dame.
Nice.
Shane Sigsby. Well, he played for Notre Dame probably 13 years ago. But yeah, he was up there. He was one of the best college golfers at the time and stuff. And I don't think he really took too big of a whack at pro. But we also have the former. Top collegiate golfer Peter Quest out of BYU. BYU. So Peter Quest, yeah, he's trying to make the tour right now. He's 22. Our first time playing together, he came out for the second nine with us. It was a 565 yard par five uphill. He went driver 6 iron albatross.
Oh, nice.
I've never seen
the that makes short work of a hole.
Like, how do you driver 6 iron 585 par five? Like, how do you even do that? So I'm sitting here like I just look at him. I watch a shot and I'm like, oh, this is in the hole. And he goes, oh yeah. I'm like, no, this is actually in the hole. We went up there and it was in the hole. He put it like 2 inches past and spun it back, by the way, with a 6 iron, which is unbelievable.
That's impressive.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, so he's probably the best golfer right now. Kevin Na is a member as well. Kevin Na is a member at the course. And then we have a couple other guys that have played, like, on the web.com tour and stuff. We have some sticks, some guys that are, like, lights out. And I get to play with a lot of them, too, because they're just great guys and stuff. And
have you ever gotten to watch Kevin Na walk in a putt from 15 feet out? That's the real question.
No, not yet. I haven't played with him yet. I want to play with Kevin. I haven't played with him yet. He's like really good friends. We have really good, we have a mutual friend that we're really close. So maybe I'll be able to play with him soon. But yeah, he's very skilled. I think he's a very skilled player. He's really slow, I hear, though. Like he takes.
He's one of the slowest guys on tour.
I don't know if we should play together because I am They always joke because like we do like every Saturday, we have a Saturday game actually at the club, like a bunch of us a bunch of my teammates and I, and then a few other guys, a few of the members. And so we do this little game where we added up to three groups of foursome and two threesomes, and we all go out at like 9:30, 9:40, 9:50 or whatever it is. And they always put me in the first group, even though the foursome was the first group. We beat everybody by like two holes because I'm like, you're playing without another. It's like you're playing as a threesome when you play with me. But no, that's fun and stuff too. So we have guys of all different handicaps between plus threes to 615s that are playing. You do like silent partners and you get like strokes and stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's really cool. Yeah. We're going to, I think the next weekend we're going to be able to do, I don't know about this weekend, but maybe. Yeah, probably this weekend. This weekend or next weekend, we'll be getting up to like 15 to 20 golfers because more and more guys are hearing about it. And they're like, yeah, I want in.
Nice. So. I love it. Well, I just got to – one shout-out that I had to give you, Al, before we hop off. My mother wanted to say hello to you. She misses you big time. That's all. She just wanted to give a quick shout-out to you.
Please tell her.
I will.
Hey, are you selling your house, by the way?
We are.
Yeah, I saw
anybody who's listening
the other day. Was it?
Yeah, it is. Anybody who's listening to the cast too? My parents' house is for sale.
Personal, but yeah, it was.
No.
I went out for like a quick 18 holes with my dad or something. We like did it in like a couple hours, but we're like, oh, Naz's house is for sale. Like,
yeah. Well, they're trying. So,
Alex is going to be looking for the commission on that sale if he can get it promoted at this point.
What if they sell the house off this? Dude, that would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Hey, we were listening to the 19th Hole podcast, and they mentioned your house was for sale, and we took a look. Well, Alex, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us. If we're ever out in Vegas, hopefully you'll be free.
I was going to say, we want in on that Saturday game.
Yeah, the Saturday game sounds like some fun.
I would love to have you, but weekends is members only.
All right.
We'll do a different game. We'll go to a couple different courses and stuff. And I'll try to start going play Shadow Creek a few more times and then bring you guys on there too. I got to make my rounds and make sure everyone's.
Oh, if you have to.
Generous, I mean, you know, we won't say no. Yeah.
But no, yeah, let me know when you guys are coming out, and I have some good connections with golf, not only my member at my club, but other places. So let me know for sure.
Sounds good. Well, thank you.
I appreciate it, my man. As always, thanks again. Give my best to the family, talk to them, and then when you're home next, just
bring the sticks.
We'll get out and play, and we'll go from there. And same, right. I gotta make my way out to see you sometime soon.
Yes,
so
yes, you do. All right, guys, thanks for having me on.
All right, my man. Hey, thanks again. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
We wanted to thank Alex again for coming on the show. You know, it's always good connecting with one of my old buddies, longtime friend, and hopefully I help his golf game out a little bit and, and go from there. So we're definitely going to need to take him up on that offer and definitely go down to Vegas.
My sticks are already packed for the Vegas trip at some point here soon.
All right, I'm seeing a game coming here. I'm just going to throw this out there. Christian, you can text Alex, see if we can start this and get this started. The three of us plus Alex versus Kevin Na.
be a close match. It'd be a close match.
I think we got him.
Here's a question. Do we play scramble? Are we playing best ball? What are we playing?
Well, if we play scramble, ooh. Andrew, you're going last, so you never putt.
I'm going to go third, so that way I show you the line when I ended up just short, and then that way you can make it.
Well, if you're putting offline that day, which is very common of yours to do, then we're all screwed. We're all in big trouble. It was great.
All right, throwing that out there, Kevin Na. You know, if you're listening, we'd like to tee it up with you, Alex Tuck, the three of us. Name the golf course. Game on.
Sounds like a plan to me. I'm looking forward to it already.
You guys just looked at me like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, you guys are a lot more confident than I am in that.
I guess we're confident because are we playing the tips if this happens? Or are we going to be playing?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's playing 7,400 yard golf courses, that's long for me. That's even more long for Andrew.
Well, no, but I will say this. And again, I mentioned. Well, you're going to have to
play. You also probably hit the ball farther than Andrew, too, so.
That's true.
That's not true. No, but I will say this. Like, reality speaking, if we're out there and we're playing, you could play 7,400. I think we played at school. I think we played 7,000 is what the tips
were. That's all right.
And the ball goes so much further that.
Alex hit 4-iron. He just said 250 with a cut. So, I think we're good.
I'll tell you what, when I play golf with him, his contact is unbelievable when he hits the golf ball.
Hockey players translate into phenomenal golfers, absolutely.
Yeah. But I don't know what happened to me then.
We were a goalie. Yeah. So
that's true.
So just to wrap it up, Kevin Na, the four of us, we'd like to get Alex Tuck from the Vegas Golden Knights. We'd like to get little game going. Just let us know. You know, try to work us into your schedule whenever you have time. Or we can have our people call your people. But anyway, you know what's interesting about Kevin Na?
I can't wait to hear where this one's going.
Okay. I believe he wears next belt. The belt with no holes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Our product of the month?
It is our product of the month. Product of the month for November, next belt, which we happen to be running a contest over on our Instagram page. Just follow the contest rules on there to have the opportunity to win your very own next belt, as well as a dozen Bridgestone golf balls. And yeah, so Kevin Na, we will see you in your next belt when we tee it up together.
There we go.
There we go.
Good little segue. Good little segue.
Yeah, thanks. Speaking of segue, let's look ahead to next week, boys. The RSM Classic at Sea Island Resort in Sea Island, Georgia. And last year was Tyler Duncan was the champion. So that's where the guys are off to. I believe the ladies and the Champions Tour is done for the season. But and I just got to come back and leave. I do have to throw one more shout out because I know we're coming to the end of the show. How about Bernard Langer?
Oh, amazing.
The ageless one.
He insane. He hits, I think, 7-wood into every single par 4 because he's so far back.
Doesn't matter. He got the chance. He played. That was awesome. Yeah. Hall of Fame career, obviously. He's just always fun to watch. And, amazing. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. So, Christian, appreciate you reaching out, getting Alex to join us today. Andrew, keep putting. Any final thoughts?
I'm just excited for another great week. And, you know, definitely get that match set up for all of us. That's a promise. So,
all right. Andrew?
My final thoughts is DJ. I can't wait to see what the Champions Dinner looks like. I hear already from Tiger that it looks like it's going to be nothing but Augusta sandwiches. So should be interesting. If you have any ideas, you know, please let us know. And I will work on my putting. And you guys are way more confident than I think I am at this point for that match. So hopefully we can prove everyone wrong. So,
all right. So, folks, we are going to wrap it up. My drink is empty here in the 19th hole. Until next week, hit it long, hit it straight. You beat short and crooked. We'll talk to you soon.